From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello. This is your news for Wednesday, July 11th. There are many questions when it comes to cities and water conservation. Here in Utah, a conservation ethic is growing, but the nation's second driest state is also pushing forward with a plan to tap more water from the Colorado River. This story is part of a collaborative series from the Colorado River Reporting Project at KUNC, the Mountain West News Bureau, and Elemental, covering sustainability. Judy Fays has more.
Brooks Kelly works the plumbing aisle here at Home Depot in St. George. He stops at a display of high-tech sprinkler controllers.
The six-station timer has got a rebate. You buy it, Washington County Water District gives a $99 credit to your water bill. So this is free.
Conservation is happening at all levels in Utah. Water districts statewide are required to set goals to cut water use, and consumers are reminded to slow the flow.
Any toilet that is older than 2000, they got a rebate.
Here in St. George, a model garden for desert landscaping is adjacent to the headquarters of the Washington County Water Conservancy District.
No matter how you say it, water is the key ingredient to any quality of life we want to have.
Ron Thompson is general manager here in the fastest growing metropolitan area in the country. His big challenge is just like the Mormon pioneers, enhancing the quality of life when water's limited and the population's swelling.
You know, they were sent down here and people told them they couldn't survive, but they did. Told them they couldn't grow cotton, but they did. Told them they wouldn't stay, but they did. And that can-do attitude has permeated this culture here for 160, 70 years, and I still see it there.
That ethic's now being put to the test again. Thompson's one of the Utah leaders who say conservation won't provide enough to serve a booming population. It's expected to triple from 160,000 to 500,000 by the time these kids playing in the splash pad at Town Square Park have grandkids of their own.
I don't want that gun in the brain!
That's why Thompson wants the Lake Powell Pipeline, basically a giant straw to draw Colorado River water over 140 miles of desert. It would be enough water for around 99,000 more households. St. George is a green oasis in Red Rock Country where the Colorado Plateau, the Great Basin, and the Mojave overlap. Thompson's office is on a bluff overlooking downtown. A lot of water goes into the good life here. U.S. Geological Survey data shows that Colorado River Basin residents use an average of 164 gallons per person per day. The state of Utah is telling federal regulators to plan for twice as much water for the Lake Powell pipeline area. Thompson and others pushing big water projects like the billion-dollar pipeline are sometimes called water buffaloes.
Not sure I know what a water buffalo is, but if it's someone who's dedicated their life to water and realize its importance to the economy and that it is fundamental to the quality of life we expect for ourselves and our children, then I plead guilty.
The real elephant in the room is the price.
Nick Scow spearheads conservation for the nonprofit Utah Rivers Council. He says Utahns would consume less if utilities charged what water's really worth.
We have the cheapest water that you will find anywhere in the United States.
Could that be true? The second driest state charging that little for water? KUER checked with a few cities. How much do customers pay for the amount of water St. George residential customers average in July? The bill would be $111 in nearby Las Vegas. In Tucson, $235. But St. George water customers, they'll pay less than $61. Scow says Utah's decades behind in conservation.
We're really looking at a legacy of destruction for water projects we don't need. And it's really a shame because we have so many alternatives, so many different options to have a really prosperous, growing community.
Back at the Home Depot, I run into Roy Schell. He lives north of Grand Junction along the Colorado River and travels around Utah for work. He's surprised by all the turf he sees here and lots of broken sprinkler heads.
We don't have enough water to not conserve.
Schell says he watches his water bill back home. But Utah, he says people here don't seem as concerned. And that makes him a little angry. In St. George, Utah, I'm Judy Fays.
And that's the news for Wednesday, July 11th. Tune in tomorrow when the Water Series takes a look at landscaping in Phoenix. Get your community-powered journalism Monday through Friday at noon, 7, and anytime online at kzmu.org.